Hello and good evening and welcome everyone to Corner's Corner. Hello, Wayne.
Hello, Dan.
How are you?
Good. Well,
happy that you got your.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I am so happy we got everything fixed here, but it was kind of a pain in the butt getting it all back up. But hey, it's done. We got it.
I hear you. Hey, yeah. Tonight we're doing our weekly show on RSD CRPS, and I am not even prepared for the show, so we're just going to run with it. Let it go. Be wild and free and enjoy for a change. We can talk about a little bit of everything. There's some things going on with people that people need to. Well, first of all, I've got the chat open on the show if anyone wants to chat, which I'm hoping people will, because I'm kind of tired of people not I don't know, is participating the word I'm looking for? I don't even know the word I'm really looking for.
Yeah.
People need to participate in things, you know. Let's get to know one another and help one another. I mean, you know, today I had a little incident, and this is not about CRPS.
Yeah.
But I had a little incident today. Somebody wrote me and took my shows out of the group, and it was an administrator of the group, and they obviously didn't know that I had permission from the founder of the group to post my shows in there, and been posting them in there for a long time. And she wrote me this nice little private message and telling me, because I promoted my shows and my stuff, that I can't post in the group. And I said, okay. I had a couple of good friends that really stepped up for me and defended our show, defended me. And I really appreciate it. So, you know, there's good people out there, and there's people to stand behind one and, you know, behind each other and help through troublesome times. You know, something as stupid as what I'm talking about was very immature. They could have approached it a whole lot different, but they choose not to. But, you know, it shows you that when you treat people fair and decent to others, most of the time they're going to help you anytime they see you in need. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of what I'm getting at with that. So them two people know who they are, and I know I could mention their names, but I chose not to, because I don't want to cause any problems. But both of you, I know one listens to my show for sure. They're on the show every once in a while. So thank you. It really meant a lot for somebody to have my back. Because, you know, Wayne, it's like they said, like the person that stood up for said, these people take time and do this on their own. They take money out of their own pocket to do this. Why would somebody want to, you know, criticize and damn somebody for trying to help somebody? You know, we could be real nasty about it, and we could just worry about CRPS and arthritis and not worry about nothing else.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, that's not a way to be. I mean, we need to try to help as many as possible. And yes, we could do more disorders. But I'm kind of content staying in the area where I'm at. I know there's some other disorders out there that I'm eventually going to get to some of them. I know I'm not going to get to all of them, but eventually I'm going to get to some different ones, because, well, you know, I try to,
If somebody calls in with, you know, a disease that we haven't talked about, you know, I don't have a problem talking to them about it, you know, you learn, and that, you know, so if they want to do that, I mean, more power to them, but, you know, we have to tackle what we're capable of doing. You know, I mean, there's just, we had talked about this, about trying to do them all, but I mean, that's just, you know, it's a nice thought, but I mean, once we started doing it and started getting into some of these, that we're not equipped to deal with something that we don't have and don't understand, you know, or that we know somebody with these diseases. You know, it's why we need people to call in.
Right.
Tell us, you know, inform us.
Sure.
It's how we start getting the help, is getting people to stand up. And there's no, you know, what is the problem with saying, I'm disabled? I don't have a problem with that. I got the damn license plate on the back of my car that says I am. Right. I don't care. You know, it doesn't make me any less of a person.
No, absolutely not.
You know how I am with that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 No, I know. And I agree. You know, it's something that that needs to happen. People need to come out of the shells and not be so shy and skittish about their problems, because there's nothing to be ashamed of. You know, Wayne, and I'm very guilty of that, and I'll tell you why. Because at Walmart, my wife always tries to get me to get on a scooter, which, you know, I have all rights to be on one, and I probably should ride one. I'm so stubborn, I won't do it. I won't do it, though. I won't. I say that for people that that need it more than I do, because I can still walk around, you know. It does hurt me, and I should listen and probably do some things, but you know, I'm stubborn, and I think a lot of us are, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. We just, you know, I'm not embarrassed about my disability. I'm not willing to just give in and say, okay, it's beat me, you know. I'm going to keep pushing along as hard as I can push for as long as I can push.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we all need to do. But like we talked about, I believe it was last night, staying cooped up inside is very bad for your health, especially mentally, your mental health. It's very bad.
Yeah.
You know, and with the with CRPS, it's you know, it's the suicide disease, as everyone knows, and you know, just like the person we talked about last night that took their leg off because it was hurting so bad. I mean, we can't allow ourselves to get to that point.
I know it's
easier. Yeah, I know it's easier said than done. And people say, well, you can sit there on the radio and say that. Yeah, but we have the pain too. So it's not like we don't have the chronic pain ourselves. We do.
Yeah.
You know, and so we give advice to people. It's something that we've done ourselves, and it has worked. Unfortunately, it does not take away all of the pain and all of the mental pain as well. It does help with a lot. I see more and more people starting to listen to music now, and they're posting it, you know, listening to music to relieve my stress or my pain. And they say it's working, and I'm like, thumbs up. You know, I'm glad. I'm glad you or people are taking that little bit of advice from not only us, but from others too. And, they're learning from it. They're realizing, hey, this stuff, you know, some of this stuff really does work. And I found out something today from a friend that I talked to, the floating that we were talking about.
Yeah.
It's like a Midwest thing, I guess. It's more out from the out West, but it's, you know, coming, it'll be more popular, I'm sure, on the East Coast. And if it ain't already, I mean, I don't know for sure. But that's pretty much where it come from.
Well, I know it's and up in Canada and Australia is where I saw you know, different ads from. So it's being used, you know, other than the United States. So, you know, that we're a little slow catching on. As long as we catch on, you know. I've always considered CRPS, well, once I actually learned about it, it's kind of like the invisible disease. You know, I have a visible, you know, I have my leg was cut off above the knee. So, you know, mine is visible, but you know, if you're walking through the store and you're just kind of a little stiff-legged, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it could be, you know, a bunch of different reasons, you know? And, you know, we have to actually start to talk about this, you know?
Sure.
And I'm going to interject something here. I know you're going to hate me for this.
No, but I won't hate you for it.
When you vote, the mm-hmm. person you're voting for, if that person is saying, I want to raise the retirement age on Social Security to 70 years old, mm-hmm. I want to cut the benefits for disabled people, I want mm-hmm. to, you know, take Medicare, you know, and I want to put it in the, you know, the private healthcare system.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take away pain medicines. If you are voting for someone mm-hmm. who advocates for this or is mm-hmm. currently doing this, then mm-hmm. I hate to say this, but you are the problem.
Yeah, you're asking for it. Absolutely.
You are voting for someone who is tearing you apart. They are not mm-hmm. working in your best interest, you know. And sure. if you're voting for them because, you know, you're a one issue voter, you know. Mm-hmm. When mm-hmm. I was in Philadelphia, you know, they had a whole bunch of people holding signs about abortions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sorry, but abortion is not the worst problem that we're, you know, having in the United States right now.
Right.
My wife and I were talking about this earlier, you know. Mm-hmm. People go, well, you know, if you don't have health care, get another job. Okay. But if you're working at if you're working at minimum wage and the only mm-hmm. job that's available is another minimum wage job, now you have two minimum wage jobs. Yeah, minimum wage that are not giving you any health care benefits. Getting another job is not the solution.
Right.
You know. We need to start opening our eyes up and looking around us, you know, mm-hmm. instead of looking at just one little thing. That one little thing is what is detracting us from what is mm-hmm. is happening to us. And we're letting it happen because, I mean, in Florida, look at the mm-hmm. yo-yos that you guys have got in Florida. They're tearing the disabled and the retirement community apart.
Sure.
And how are they there? They are there because Florida, I mean, come on, that's the retirement state.
Mm-hmm.
These people are voting for people who really don't care about them. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, their goal is to take everything away from them.
Sure. It's just,
vote for them?
People are stupid, Wayne. That's all I can say. I'll just be blunt about it. They're stupid.
Yeah.
It's like we have the choice between Marco Rubio, which never shows up for this job at the U.S. Senate, and we have this other fruitcake.
He quit his job.
He did, but now he's running for re-election, I guess.
Oh, God.
And then we have this Democrat guy that's done nothing but lie. I mean, he has not told the truth. He's lied about, you know, he's done this. And it's all been proven that he's a total liar. So it's like, okay, well, which one do you pick? You know, you got to pick the better of the two, just like with the president. It's the same thing. You know, I'm not all for Trump. I'm not. I disagree with a lot of things, but I don't like Hillary Clinton. She is a liar. She needs to be in prison. I won't vote for her, period. And it comes down to it. I might not even vote at all simply because I believe in what you're saying. It's true. And I ain't going to vote for somebody that's going to damage us even more. So therefore, I just won't vote at all. I ain't got no say in the matter then.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
that's how I feel about that.
I think Hillary should be in prison, period.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Donald Trump, when he stood up there and made fun of disabled people, mm-hmm. he lost it, you know. Don't sit there and make fun of us, you know. There's nothing funny about, you know, our conditions, you know, and our diseases and our illnesses. There's nothing funny about that. you know.
Right.
And if that's what you want to campaign on, pal, you don't have my vote.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I remember I said that way back when he did it. I don't. That's one thing that really upset me with him, and I don't like it at all. I don't. We suffer enough. When I say we, I'm including veterans. I'm including anyone and everyone, any type of disability, even mental disabilities. It doesn't matter. All disabilities, and it does not matter if they're on disability or not. If they still have disabilities, they should be. And I don't, you know, I had somebody today, have to be real careful not mention the name, but somebody today is fighting for disability, and they won't give it to her because they say, the attorney says, well, we can't prove CRPS. Yes, you can. You can approve it, and you can get disability because of CRPS. They just put that into the Social Security Disability Act within the last few years. It was fibromyalgia, and then now they're starting to recognize CRPS and other ones as well. So, yes, you can still get disability just for CRPS. Somebody made the comment that, you know, it's better if you have some other health issues, and yes, it is better because then you don't have to just prove the CRPS, which is hard to do. Okay, but when I got disability, mine was based on the CRPS, along with, you know, I have COPD and the damage done to my shoulder, but still, mine was based on the CRPS. And the judge's exact words were, he goes, I'm going back to Dr. So-and-so that diagnosed you with the CRPS. He goes, I can go back disability. I can give you disability back to that date. So see, that shows that they do use CRPS as well.
Yes.
You just, you know, attorneys are like doctors. Mm-hmm. You got to hope for the best. I mean, seriously, it's what it all comes down to. So, you know, people were jumping all over the Social Security Administration's ass for not giving them disability for CRPS. That's not true. They do. It's just very hard. It's very hard to prove. And it takes a good attorney to get the job done. That's pretty simple.
Anybody lives in the Ohio area, you know, Cleveland, Toledo, I know of an attorney. She is fantastic for winning. I mean, this woman wins her cases for disability. But I mean, they work and they work. And when they go into court, you know, with these guys, they don't question her. You know, it's really the attorney that you have, you know, the ones that do their homework, you know.
Sure. It makes a very, very big difference. Very big difference.
Yeah. And the people, you know, that blame Social Security, they get on the internet and do a search of the Social Security rules and regulations. And it's the most boring. It's a boring read. But
it is.
Some of these rules and regulations, I mean, they will make you, you know, shake your head and go, what? These are the rules that Congress gives them. In other words, these idiots that we check in voting for, they are the ones who are telling Social Security, well, you know, we kind of need to slow down disability claims, you know, so just deny them, you know, and if you're going to be denied the first time anyway.
Most of the time,
get a lawyer out of the gate. My wife had 4 or 5 months. She had her disability.
Sure. You know, and the thing of it is, and this is the federal law. When you hire an attorney for disability, it does not cost you any money out of pocket, and they can only take, by law, by federal law, they can only take up to $6,000 for your case. That's the maximum. Yeah. That's it. So if you've been disabled for a year or two or more, then guess what?
Yeah.
You don't have nothing to worry about. You're going to get it.
Yeah.
it just takes time, and it takes a really knowledgeable attorney. I had one. Yeah. She was great. I mean, she was great, man. And not just because I won disability, but she just, the judge didn't have to ask very many questions because she gave it all to him, along with the medical records, you know? So, I mean, disability is not easy to get on because a lot of people have abused the system, just like with medication. People have abused it and made it bad for everyone. I mean, it's the same. Yeah. It's the same thing.
Can I do an advertisement for her?
I don't care.
Okay. She's in Toledo. Her name is Barbara Lavender. She has a new partner, and I cannot remember the partner's name, but you give Barbara Lavender a call. She will schedule you an appointment. And when this woman gets a hold of your case, everybody in that office is working on it. And, with my case that had been denied three times, the judge panel, they got a hold of it, and he was looking at it, and he says, "Why am I looking at this? Why isn't this guy on disability?"
Yeah, he says, see, that's what they said about me.
Yeah. And so he told her, just call your client, tell him it's approved. Sure. I was going to go to Columbus for this, and it was, don't bother. You got it. Yeah.
It's like when I went to court for mine, because I was denied twice, and I got mine the third time. I was on long-term disability, short-term and long-term disability. They applied for Social Security disability for me, and they did it wrong. They didn't show the current records. They showed the records that I went on this, long-term and short-term disability with, which was from surgery. But they didn't have, the records with the CRPS and this and that. So anyway, we ended up getting that. And after the first time, I hired the attorney. Well, I was denied then. She got all my records, all my up-to-date records, sent it to the local office, which is where they do everything at. And the local office, within 2 days, denied me. And I had 878 pages of medical records. Mm-hmm. And my attorney's like, "There's no way that anybody could have read through 878 pages in two days and make a decision." So she contacted the court, and the judge, they granted me a court date. And if you, I've been told this by many, many people, if you have a disability claim and you're going to go get a court date, please make sure you go to court in person, not the one that's done by video.
Yeah.
Again, go in person, not the video conference. The video, they cannot see you. They see you from the neck up on a monitor. They can't see your body. They can't see that you're in pain. You go in person, they can see you. Because I had to stand up. I asked the judge, "Is it okay?" And my attorney said, stand up. Because I couldn't, I can't sit that long unless I'm reclined back. If I'm in a recliner, it's a little bit different, but I have to be reclined back. The judge got to see everything firsthand, not only the medical records. He got to see the expressions on my face. He got to see the swelling of my hand and my leg. So, yes, if you go in person, it is a lot better. You stand a lot better chance of getting disability. And they have laws to go by and rules to go by. So if you're disabled, they can keep denying you, but eventually they're going to have to give it to you. And I know this really doesn't help, but that's money in your pocket the longer you wait. Now, the only problem is they'll come up with a way to cut you short on your back pay. I mean, that they will do. That they do. But, it's very frustrating. And if you don't have either money in the bank to get you through that, however long it takes, a year, two, three, 4 years, or someone to help you during that time, it can take a very long time and a very hard toll on you mentally and physically, and you can lose your homes, as people know. you know, you can lose everything. So I'm like you, Wayne. If you're going to fight for disability, if you know that you've got a good disability case, get you a good attorney, not just anyone that advertises. Because most of the time, the attorneys that advertise to me, and this is my personal opinion, are having problems. That's why they're advertising.
Yeah.
Now, that's just the way I feel. My attorney does not advertise, and she goes all over the United States. She goes to Michigan. She used to be a disability judge, and now she does her own, you know, her own law firm. So yes, she, you know, someone like her, and she does it, like I said, all over the place, not just here in Florida. She does it in the Carolinas, you know, Michigan, Ohio. She does it all over the place.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's good. You know, that's the kind of people you want. You want a good attorney. That's for sure. Because it will make or break you. But, you know, go ahead.
You know, having somebody who is just really kind of pissed off at the system, you know, those are really the ones you want. Mine, she was just, the system just infuriates her. You know, she hates it. You know, so every time she gets a new client, she's taking everything personally, you know.
Right.
I like that in a lawyer, you know, who's going in, you know, for me, you know, on my behalf, you know, with a chip on her shoulder. I like that.
Sure.
You know, and that's the problem. We don't have a chip on our shoulder. You know, with everything that's going on, we should have a chip on our shoulders. I mean, if anything else, you know, I get asked on Facebook, why are you so mad? My question back is, why aren't you?
Yeah.
You know, if you went into the doctor today and the doctor told you, I'm sorry, but I can't give you anything for the pain for your CRPS because you're a drug addict.
Yeah.
That doesn't anger you. I mean, that, if anything, should make you so mad you want to blow up. You know?
Yeah.
And people, you know, this is something that we, you know, handle on a day-to-day basis, you know? And yes, we get mad about it. Why shouldn't we get mad?
I agree.
And, you know, and actually, you know, calling in and telling people, you know, hey, I am not, you know, ashamed of the fact that I'm disabled. You know, we sit here every, you know, 4 days a week and tell everybody we're disabled and we don't have a problem with that. We're proud of it. You know, it isn't like we wanted to have this, but we do.
Right.
And hiding into a corner is doing nothing for us. You know, it does make it a lot worse. You know. I mean, we were talking last night about the anxiety and the depression, which just makes the condition so much worse. We are our worst enemy, and we have to quit doing that.
Yes, sir.
There's no need to be ashamed of it.
That's right. Hey, Mike, how you doing, buddy?
All right, Dan, how you doing? I just got home.
Wow, you had an adventure today, huh?
Oh, yes, it's been a long day. I'm exhausted. My pain levels have risen very much today.
Yeah, riding
it's a hard
around.
Day when I have both my brother and my mother with me, and then myself.
Right.
It doesn't do well on me.
No, it doesn't do well for any of us. We have to travel, honestly. That's pretty good little distance for you, too. It's not just right around the block.
Yeah, I had to take many breaks.
Oh, I'm sure.
I went from North Port Charlotte to Sarasota to Tampa to Lakeland, then back.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's a good little ride, man. I don't know I don't know if I'd have been able to do that or not, dude. It's I can't go real far. I mean, I can. You drove though, right? Did you drive?
Yeah, I had to drive. No.
Yeah.
My mother can't drive yet. She drives short distance. She can't drive.
Yeah, that's when you drive it makes it worse for me. If I ride, it's not as bad. I can get a little bit comfortable, you know. But
I could ride longer than I can drive longer. I gotta take about 20 minutes. I gotta stop and take breaks.
Yeah.
Stretch the legs out, walk a little bit.
Sure. Take a little meditation
break.
Yeah.
Take deep breaths. Yeah.
Hey, speaking about that, Mike, let's talk about that for a minute. Is that meditation? Is that really? I know we talked about it just a little bit briefly today, and we talked about it before briefly. But I'm trying to get more people to try it because I know it works. How does it work for you?
Well,
good. You know, there's so many
different meditations,
mm-hmm.
and everyone works a different way for your mind, for your soul, for mm-hmm. your body,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. and it just puts everything in a different aspect. When you are so stressed out and mm-hmm. you do a body scan and one in the mindfulness
mm-hmm.
and you put yourself in that mindfulness set and do your controlled breathing,
mm-hmm.
you're breathing in your nose and out your mouth.
Right.
And you start going, okay, go through your toes and take all your stress out your toes, then through your calves and out your calves. By the time you're up into your knees and your thighs, you actually feel it.
Right. Cool.
And
I'm glad.
You start doing it. And by the time it's up and you're up in your shoulders and your chest and your neck, and by the time you're all done, you feel like you're just rubber.
Right.
And you're just sitting there. And you're just...
Yeah.
And anything coming in, your bad thoughts, you just kind of push it out, take a couple of deep breaths. And you go back into your meditation. Meditation and mindfulness is about the same thing. They're a little bit different, but they're the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're really close.
Good.
And it works. And then... Go ahead.
I wanted you to talk about it a little bit because I want people to know. I mean, like I told you today, we're bringing a lot of different things to the table: red light therapy, bee venom therapy, the floating that we were talking about, the meditation. Me and Wayne's talked about meditation several times on the shows.
Yeah.
You know, just trying to get people to find different things to help ease their pain and ease their minds when they really get stressed and anxiety is like taking over, you know?
I think the best thing is the breathing.
Yeah.
If anxiety and stress is taking over,
mm-hmm.
go in a quiet place, go out in the wilderness. Right. And the best thing is, especially down here in Florida, get outside
mm-hmm.
and just take mm-hmm. a walk.
Sure.
Start breathing deeply in your nose, out your mouth, and just start walking. Feel your feet hitting the ground.
Yeah. And go ahead.
Make sure a lot of people, everybody has forgotten mm-hmm. how easy to walk and feel those steps.
Yeah. Sure.
And
you know,
feel the steps.
Sure. You know, being outside, you know, here in Florida, it's extremely hot this time of year. And that makes it rough on people as well. But we're coming in and starting to come into the cooler months here soon. The next 2 or 3 weeks, it'll start cooling down some. And there is nothing like taking a quiet walk. Like my neighborhood, it's fairly quiet. And in the evening, sometimes when it's not not extremely hot. My son will walk with me. We just get out and, you know, meander around the block. And it does so much for the mind. Just not even, I'm not even talking about meditation. I'm just talking about getting outside and walking, you know, as far as you can. I mean, I can't wait, make it all the way around this big neighborhood, but you know, if I walk around a little cul-de-sac, you know, I feel better. Sometimes physically I don't feel better, but mentally I feel refreshed. And that's what we need to, you know, that's where we need to start anyway. I mean, you know, I understand
that's
some
the biggest
people can't
thing. Do what you can. We're not asking you to do as much as like you did when you were 23 years old.
Sure.
No one could do what they did in 23. I can't.
Nah. Not me.
Don't say you can't do nothing.
Exactly.
No,
yeah.
Can't do a little bit.
Yeah. Can't never did anything.
I went through a pain program, like I told you earlier. Mm-hmm. And this pain program saved my life. Am
right.
I saying this pain program is for everybody? No. I mean, it's just like the biggest thing with any pain program, it's what you put into it. If
right.
you're going into any type of pain program, if you're going into it as this ain't going to work, no way, and your attitude is pure negativity, it's not going to work.
Yep.
If you go in there with an open mind and I'm going to try my hardest, you're going to come out of it with a great physical and great mental, and your pain is going to be not gone, but you're going to know how to control your pain. And that's what I did. And when there was an open mind, I learned how to meditate. I learned about mindfulness. I've learned about hypnotherapy. I know how to do it on myself. Like I told you earlier, I'm planning to be able to learn how to do it with other people and become a therapist to help other people in the Florida area. And
I think it's great, man. And I'm going to be part of it, man. I'll do whatever I can with you, for you, and with you. I'll do whatever needs to be done, man. You stay in touch with me on that, and I'll help you all the way.
Sure.
I'm for it. That's what we need to do, man.
People's got to understand that there's a lot of things out there that could help. Not I mean, there's not a cure out there right now.
No, and
you can do to control it.
Sure. And me and Wayne have talked about cures for a long time. You know, that's our goal. That's what we want to see is cures for these disorders. But we know that big pharmacies involved and, you know, if they find a cure, then guess what? They're going to lose millions of dollars. And, you know, we get it. We get it. But like you said, and we say all the time, there's so many things out there at our fingertips that we can do and use to help ourselves. And like I told you today, and you understood and you agree with me, and so does Wayne, the pain medication is not the only alternative. The more we can get away from that, the better off we're going to be. Yes, we're probably still going to need some type of pain medication to get us through our days. I mean, I understand that, but there's so much more that we can do. And that's what we're trying to bring to the community. And that's why I'm glad we talked today and you know, are doing the things you're doing. It's great. It's great. I love it because that's what we're doing. You know, we're doing the same thing and putting us together, more and more people together to do this is great. That's what we need. You know, we need strength in numbers. And it's a real big thing, man. And this is very interesting.
I love it when people call in and, you know, I mean, we don't talk enough about meditation, but, you know, I like to do it. You know, I can just totally relax. And, you know, if you do it correctly, yes, is it's a wonderful tool, you know.
Sure.
But I have to say that these are just tools, you know. We can lessen the pain.
Sure.
But we have to also face reality here that the pain is not going to go away. Only thing we can do is kind of try to do everything that we can in our power to kind of step that down a little bit so that maybe we don't need quite as high of dosage as of pain medications, you know?
Sure.
Maybe today I'm not really doing that bad. And if I'm not doing that bad, maybe I don't have to take a full shot of my pain medication today. You know,
exactly.
Because we're giving ourselves, you know, kind of a break here, and we're working to, you know, we're trying to improve our way of life, you know, and how we live. And that's got to be our goal. You know, when we talk about opiates, you know, and, you know, taking it away from pain patients. No. Until you come up with something better, don't you dare. You know, some people live in conditions that I don't care what you do, you're not going to make these conditions better. You know, you can take a little bit of the stress off yourself, but it's not going to go away. And for these people, you know, you can't say, you know, here, you can do some yoga and we'll take away your pain medications. Are you nuts? You know, really, it's, I cannot believe it, you know. I mean, of anybody, we know about pain, you know, and what it does to people, you know, and I would never sit here and say, yeah, they don't need pain medications, you know, I can do a little bit of, you know, listen to music, or I can do this, or I can do that. I can meditate and man, I'm going to feel like $100 when I get done. And I would be lying my butt off, you know.
All right.
I mean, really, you know, how can you just say I'm 100% better and I feel like $1 million? Oh, come on, you know.
Hey. Yeah.
Maybe at the end of all that, I don't want to kill somebody. You know, I mean, come on. There's days that if you don't want to kill somebody, I mean, that's a step up.
I know the feeling. Hey, Mike, you still with us or did you get lost? Mike. Hello. He must have got lost.
I think Mike got tired of listening to me.
He might have. He's still it's still showing. Still showing he's on here. So I think he's being awful quiet. Maybe I don't know. Maybe put the phone down. He might have got cut off. Right? You know how Blog Talk Radio is. You might stay on. You might stay on. You might not stay on. It's just the way it goes. I hate that. That aggravates me. Well, you want to talk about getting my anxiety up? My anxiety. Like
It's like I've got a sock in my mouth when I'm talking. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fading in and out just a little bit, but we might be getting some rain around somewhere. That happens. That's the thing about doing it over the internet. Yeah, the call dropped. I hate it, man. If you're listening, Mike, call. We got 15 minutes. You can call back in. Sorry about that. Yeah, he called back in. Hey, man, I'm sorry you got dropped there, buddy.
Yeah, I was talking. I was there.
Like, we couldn't hear you. This thing does that sometimes. Sometimes we stay on. Sometimes it kicks us off, too. So
I'm saying, damn.
Yeah, I never heard you. I was calling for you.
Anyway, I agreed everything he said. I mean, we're not trying to take their pain medicines away.
It's right.
Just some of these people, like they're arguing with me and saying, but I need my pain medicine. I'm not an addict, but you better not take my medicines away.
Yeah.
And you better, but I need my medicines. Well, wait a minute. you're saying one thing, but you're contradicting yourself when you're saying you better not because I need them. Well,
yeah,
that's an addict speaking.
Sure it is. Sure it is. And, you know,
but if you say, yeah, if you show me something, maybe it helped me where I don't have to take so much.
Sure.
Then that's not an addict speaking.
Right. That's and the name of the
game. That's saying, okay.
That's the name of the game.
I mean, that's, you know, the difference.
Sure.
Go ahead.
That's the name of that's the name of the game, to try to get off as much of the stuff as we can. We're not saying take everything away. I mean, no, that's crazy, because we all know, and every single 100 million people in chronic pain know that we are not going to be able to go completely without pain medication. I know a person is went all natural. Okay. All natural. It was going great for a while. Now all of a sudden the pain's back. Well, guess what? It's going to be back. It's not going to go away forever. It's not going to go away forever. Sure.
I went through my pain program, and it never went away. I was all the time for 3 years, I was above a 10.
Sure.
And the lowest it went with the pain program's been an 8.
Right.
It went to an 8. But it was enough for I could control it.
Mm-hmm.
I was still on some medicines, but I was able to control it.
Right.
Now I'm up to a 10 again, but I'm still able to control it. Barely, but I'm still able to control it.
Right. Now Wayne got dropped off.
That's a big difference. Oh, did he?
Sure. Yeah.
But it's a big difference than a year ago, when I was taking all the strong medicines.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, you know, that's our goal, is to get off the as much heavy stuff as we can. I mean, I got you back in, Wayne. That's okay. What we're trying to do is get ourselves off, you know, as much as we can. And still be somewhat comfortable. I mean, it's like my pain management doctor. He's great, Mike, here in Lakeland. He's great. And, you know, he said, man, he goes, my job is to try to keep you as comfortable as I can without drugging you up, you know, bad. He goes, I'm not going to do that. He goes, it's not my style of practice. And I told him, I said, man, I really appreciate that. You know, you're honest with me. You're doing exactly what I expect you to do. Try to help me live as comfortable as I can with the condition that I have, knowing that there's no cure, there's no way to stop it. So, you know, he's told me what to do. He's told me things to do, bathe with Epsom salt, do meditation. He's told me to do a lot of things. Listen to music. Find something to occupy your mind, to take your mind off the pain. My doctor has preached that to me, you know, and that's why I more or less preach. You know, I don't want to say preach, but I say it to people all the time, because it's true. It's true. There's so many things that we can do to help ourselves, and we are going to keep preaching this and pounding this to the public. And as long as people listen, I'm going to keep saying it, because I believe in it. I believe in it 100%.
And the one thing on our pain management program taught me was don't talk about your pain. Just don't talk about it. When we're in there, we never talked about our pain. We could talk about our disease, our MS, or our RSD, but we never talked about the pain.
Sure.
What level? Nothing. We never talked about it.
Yeah.
It was like, what are you doing this weekend? Oh, well, we have swimming, open swimming, volleyball, swimming. And they made us play water volleyball, bounce around on the swimming pool, play basketball. They made us go up and play basketball.
Do
what you can. Try.
Yeah. And there's
things. By the time we were done, we were actually all enjoying ourselves.
Sure.
And actually doing it. And by the time we're done, we're like, wow, we could actually do some of this stuff, and we haven't done it for years.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we're always in pain.
Sure.
And you know what?
Yeah.
What's we that? Could, we can do some of this stuff that we haven't done because of the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of it is mindfulness. The pain is stopping us. If you can't block the pain, and mm-hmm. with pain medicine, especially with the RST,
mm-hmm.
you're not in pain. I mean, it's nothing physically wrong with you. Meaning bones right. aren't broken and everything else.
Right.
It's just our nerve signals are sending us that we're in pain.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's, you know, people talk.
That's why we have nerve stimulators, try to block that mm-hmm. single.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. we got to use our mind. That's sure. why mind comes in.
Yeah, mind has that's a big part of it.
That's why meditation comes in.
Mm-hmm.
That's why hypnotherapy comes into the play.
Mm-hmm. Sure. You know, then, you...
Go
you
ahead.
You could sit here, any one of us could sit here, especially with CRPS. And I know the arthritis that Wayne has, it does do it too. He's told me. But
I have arthritis, so that's why I got to get my knees replaced.
Yeah. We can sit here and think to ourselves, man, I'm really hurting back. I can do it right this second and put myself into such a flare that it'll take me a week to get out of. I mean, it's that easy. It's that easy to put yourself into that pain. It's that easy. I mean, it's very, very easy. And I believe, I really believe that that's what a lot of people do. They harp and concentrate on their pain instead of trying to do something to occupy their mind just a little bit. You know, Mike, you know as well as I do, and Wayne knows, and a lot of other people know, you do just a little bit. For example, I could be hurting so bad that I can't hardly move. I can make my way over to the computer, log on, and put music on. And 10 to 15 minutes, I don't even really feel the pain anymore because I'm so lost in what I'm doing with the music and my websites or whatever. You know, when I'm still hurting, but my mind is not paying attention to that pain anymore. It's occupied. It's doing something else. Sure, and that's all we have to do. I mean, the list would go on for days of things you could do. You know, the littlest thing. So, you know,
I got into photography because of it. I started learning alcohol, start taking pictures. It's an hour later, and it's like, wow, wasn't hurting so bad. But when I stopped, it came back. Mm-hmm.
Sure, it does. But, you know, sitting around or laying around in bed all day thinking about how bad you hurt. Like today, I had a hurting spell today for a while. My breathing was bothering me too because of the heat, and I couldn't get comfortable. I'd lay down, I'd get up, because I don't want to just lay there and feel the pain. I don't want to do that. I want to keep it from hurting. I want to do something to occupy my mind and get it off of that pain. And you know, within a matter of an hour or two, I started feeling better. You know, I got on the computer and listened to my music and, you know, did the show or set up the show and little things like that. Just simple, easy things that you can do. And I've been feeling a lot better. So, I mean, it does happen. And it just, you know, I'm going to keep harping on it until people start listening more. It's like they're scared. I must have lost Mike again.
Hello,
like they're scared.
Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. I thought I lost you. They just don't understand, you know, and they think it's just I don't know. People got to get out of this routine. They got to get out of the routine they're in. That's for sure.
I just think they hear so many no's. So many turndowns from doctors. How can regular people like us know anything more than doctors know?
Sure.
If the doctors can't give me answers, how can you give us answers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Meaning you, me, or anybody else.
Well, you know,
that simple thing, what you're telling me, meditation can help me. All these pills can't help me. How can meditation help me?
You'd be surprised.
Oh, I know that.
That's all I can say
you
to people.
You know that.
Is you'd be surprised.
Who's online with us?
Wayne, my co-host.
Wayne, nice to meet you, Wayne. Yeah.
Thank you.
Wayne, that's Mike. I'm in one of his groups.
Oh,
he's a good guy. We talk from time to time. We actually started talking my phone today, but we've talked several times over the last year or so. But yeah, you know, we I forgot what I was going to say now. I hate that. We it's unfortunate that we have to teach our doctors about our disorders. It's not fair and it's not right, but unfortunately that's what it is. And it's like my doctor told me, my pain management doctor, he said, we're just not taught this stuff in med school. And, you know, he said, we should be taught this, but we're not. So that's where our focus needs to go is helping these doctors get educated on these disorders. That's where we really need to put the focus instead of worrying about, you know, who's to blame and the CDC this and, you know, the FDA that. Let's focus on getting these doctors the kind of education they need for over, what, Wayne, 150 different disorders?
152 that I had counted, yeah.
152 different disorders. So, go ahead.
Maybe you know there's an RSD foundation set up down here in Florida. There was back in 30 years ago.
Yeah, they were over in Vero Beach.
Do you know what the name of it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's what? RSD. What is it? RSD Hope, I think it is. I think they're closing down now, though. It was Dr. Huzman.
I don't think so.
Not the same one?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because
well, I know Dr. Huzman was the one that was in Vero Beach. He was very big on...
No, not a doctor. This is a group.
Uh-huh.
Star Foundation.
Oh, okay, I don't know.
I'll find out when I'm back home.
It
was actually the first graduating class from my pain management group.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady had RSD.
Mm-hmm.
And this was back in the 70s. And she started the Beacon Foundation. And now this group is well known throughout the whole country.
Okay. Well, you find it. Send
the RSD Foundation.
All right. Well, send me the info. Send me the
info. Well, I will give you the info.
Sure. Send it to me.
They are one of the best. When I come back, I'll give you a little information on it.
Okay. That works. Well, listen, we're down to like a
minute.
No, that's fine. I understand. We got like a minute left, so we got to
wind it down.
All right, Mike, I appreciate you calling in, my friend.
Nice to meet you too, Mike.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
Take care, Mike. We'll talk soon.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Yeah, I was talking to him today for a while. He was here in town eating lunch with his family up the road. We didn't get to make contact today. We talked on the phone, but we're going to meet up. He's going to be coming through quite a bit, so we're going to start meeting up every once in a while here in town someplace. So that would be cool. And he's doing some things for schools and stuff here too, so I'm getting involved with him on that stuff. So I'm going to have my hands full here shortly. Like I don't already.
That's a good thing, you know? I had some people that wanted me to go up into Michigan, you know, and work with their group. And I was like, you know, I beat myself to death so much going to Philly and back by myself, which, by the way, is really stupid.
Yeah.
That, you know, doing another extra 100 miles, you know, one way, it's like, I can't, you know.
Right.
Yeah, 63, and, you know, I got enough problems. I don't need to, you know.
Sure. Yeah.
Upset my doctor even more than I do.
Right. Well, I got to go, Wayne. Show,
okay.
Show's over.
Okay.
Good night. I'll talk to you tomorrow night, man.
Okay.
It's time to go. All right. Good night.